working on it. Talk a little louder. My line's not very good here.
How is this?
Yeah.
I realize, of course, you'll have to act on your own information and what you envisage for the new department. And also, I think everybody ought to realize that this was a JFK promise and no promise by you. However, the expectations were built up by the minority group itself, and perhaps set by the man himself. The minority, which is sympathetic and emotional, will probably feel for the man as a symbol of the group, even though they may or may not have any warm feeling for him, only great admiration. They'll also view it as a kind of a group setback. Now, I'd be less than frank if I didn't say to you that failure will cost some goodwill. But I think you have a rather fat bank account in the shape of performance and declarations and intentions and sincerity. There will be those who say that when the chips were down, you didn't come through. And from this office and from me, there will be some natural criticism, of course. However, all of this, it seems to me, can be offset in great part, if not completely, I don't expect completely, by naming a very high-type citizen, not from the South, but very high-type. Because no unknown or second-rater or just so-so will be accepted as anything except a desire to get around the man. Also, naming the man, as you suggested, might happen to some comparable government position or an offer of that to him outside of the new department, but not a demotion. And also, the announcement, of course, that would be routine, I assume, of the high opinion you have of him and his performance and his knowledge in the particular housing. I don't know. It seems to me that in ways which may be open to you and occur to you or to the skilled people you have around you, you can get over this high regard point of view coupled with your very, very great hopes for the department and the difficulty of combating the political the subdivisions of states and cities and urban communities and the necessity for a kind of man who will get the department off the ground or something of the sort. I haven't formulated that because I don't want it to reflect on the man who was not chosen, but it seems to me that somebody who's smart enough could put it in words that would voice your hopes for the department and some of the obstacles ahead and the reason why you made the choice you made. If you could get the man you named, that would be ideal. He's above the scramble. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I think so, that's right.
He's above the scramble. He enjoys an impeccable reputation. And everybody knows he's not out for himself or his own prestige. These are all advantages. Now, of course, I'm disappointed, but I realize, first of all, that there never was any promise by you on this matter, and it couldn't have been, or your bill would have suffered the same fate that JFK's bill did. At the same time, I tell you, I've known the man for 30 years, and while his official connection with this association was not what drew us together, it was our personal association that drew us together, and I would have to say something, but I would hope to weigh all the factors. I'm sure you realize that this kind of decision involves some slipping in affection.
Yeah.
On the part of the group itself. But
yeah.
You must have weighed that. You weigh all things.
Let me ask you this. Where do you think we would be with the group? Would we be an appreciable difference a year from now if we just named Bob now? Just suppose I named him tomorrow. Said I'm going to name him, put him in charge of it. Now, what I visualize is lots of trouble.
That's right.
Before his committees, I think his rent supplement's gone down the drain. I think that November, that will cost us and cost us heavy. On the other hand, I don't look with much favor on any little kid down in East Texas saying, well, I'm disappointed. He almost did it, but he didn't quite do it.
No, I think, sir, if you permit me, this is one of the things you have to, this is what it costs. But it seems to me you're on the right track, if I can say this to you in utter confidence. I think you look a year ahead, you will be in trouble, the department will be in trouble, and he'll be in trouble.
And the group will be in trouble.
Exactly so.
The group will really be hurt. I think that I can survive it because I've already had it and I'm through and I've just got, but I, nothing I want. I just want to do what's right. But I'm thinking about all these little kids that are expecting me to be the savior.
But even so, put that against the fact that a year from now, when the situation becomes impossible and he may have to withdraw, no matter how circumspectly it's done, group will have been called upon and found wanting.
That's what I'm afraid of.
And I think the first sharp pain is better than that long, bad aftertaste.
One thing caused me to bring Thurgood off and prepare him. I got a note from Abe Fortas. Said he finished the case the other day and said, by God, he was brilliant. It wasn't a civil rights case, it's something else.
I understand.
But said you would have been the proudest man in the world if you could have heard the argument, all the justices talking about it. Abe told me confidentially.
I understand.
But that's what I want to do. I want to build him up where he's impenetrable when he becomes a Supreme Court justice. I've never told him I'm going to appoint him. Don't know what I am. But he's damn sure going to be qualified. They can't hold him up in the Senate on the ground he's had no experience.
That's true.
Now, that's what I want to avoid here. On the other hand, I want to avoid more than you ever had any idea you wanted to avoid. The feeling that I have any bigotry in my system.
No, I don't think that'll be it. I think, Mr. President, it'll be simply a feeling of sharp disappointment. But I don't think it can't be called bigotry.
No, but I just think about all the folks that don't know, the uninformed. And they are just very likely, they can't see a year ahead. They can't look at the Macmillans and the appropriations committees down the line. They can't even see what Lester Hill will be forced to do and so forth. And I'm afraid that they'll just say, well, when he got into the mustard, he just couldn't cut the mustard. He just had too many grandpas that used to own slaves.
Yeah, well, I don't think so. I will say this to you. I will do everything I can. In the very difficult personal position I'm in, I'll do everything I can to see that kind of thing does not get far where I can hear it.
Now, I bet some of our friends, Roy, there's one boy that, I don't know how well you know him, he feels rather strongly that this fellow we talked about is the best person for it because he just thinks that he'll do so much on a high plane that we couldn't do any other way, and he's the best civil rights man I've really had, this boy Goodwin.
Yes. Well, this man you talked about is unassailable.
Mm-hmm.
He's impeccable.
Mm-hmm.
Not only from the family standpoint and the money standpoint in the family, but from his own personal pursuits in building up this, that, and the other. He's nobody. nobody from Alabama could quarrel with him. Nobody from Mississippi could quarrel with him, and nobody from New York could quarrel with him. And neither black nor white could quarrel with him. That's the advantage of him.
Well, we got problems both ways, and I see your evaluation. I think it's very fair, and it's what I wanted. It's subjective, and I see the problem that you'd have, and I know how a lot of people would feel about it. On the other hand, I think if we don't go that route, we just have to get the best. I have no idea that this man would be, could be compelled to take it. I really don't know how to go about him. I think I just, I guess the best thing to do is just call him and ask him to come down here.
Yes, by all means. Mr. President, I want to repeat once more. You have to get the best man. And if we don't happen to have the best man, then we'll just have to keep on trying till we get the best.
Had you ever thought if we didn't get him, what about Reuther?
Walter?
He's got the brains. Now, he'd be so damn controversial, but he sure got the ability.
Yes, he's got brains. I don't know what he knows about city.
Well, he's deeply interested in them, and he can, he could really slash into them, but you can imagine how controversial he'd be.
Very controversial. Very, very.
Roy, is any of the cabinet post that is peculiarly fitted to our problem? Do we have any outstanding folks that are like Thurgood would be for the court? Hello?
Are you flashing?
I've been cut off completely.
Oh, just a moment, sir. Trying to get him right back for you, Mr. President. Could I call you? Would you mind?
Right.
I'll call you right back.
All right.
Thank you. Hello? Hello?